Over the past month in worship and apparently also in Sunday school, we have been looking intently into the story of Jonah. And I believe that different points along the way, we've seen ourselves in different places in that story and in our own journey of faith. Following Jesus is a journey, a challenge. And there are many tosses and turns, things that are unanticipated that come our way. And yet, we look at Jonah and we see this picture of an imperfect person. There's nothing ideal about Jonah, is there? He struggles with God's desire to have compassion and of God's willingness to forgive his enemies. Something that he was not there yet willing to do. Yet God does not abandon Jonah anywhere along the way. God is always walking with Jonah, no matter what his attitude and his thinking might be. And so God maintains a relationship with Jonah throughout his wayward journey, working and desiring that his will would be made known, that his desires would come forth, God's desires, not Jonah's. And yet, and then we take and we move on in our lives and we turn to Jesus. How much an opposite Jonah and Jesus are. Jesus lives out a very different relationship with God, his Father. There's no struggle between these two. In fact, in the Gospel of John, Jesus declares that Jesus and the Father are one. Jesus fully embraces the compassion of God and also the willingness of God to forgive. And like Jonah, God maintains his connection with Jesus, never abandoning Jesus through his life and ministry. Jesus' journey is that of living out what he hears and sees the Father doing and being. And so when we come to a passage, this passage of Romans 5, and on today, this World Communion Sunday, putting all these things together, I see that our journey of faith, as we approach the Lord's Supper, comes through faith, struggles, and God's love. Through faith. Each of us has our own faith journey. And all along the way, Jesus is our lighthouse that we look to, the one where we get our orientation. How do we stay away from the rocks? How do we keep away from sinning? How do we find our way in the world? We look to the light of Jesus. And it's because of his faithfulness, not ours. Jesus' faithfulness. We can engage and be a part of God's desires and purposes. It's only by faith that we can begin to have a right relationship with God. God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is by God's grace we are gifted a relationship and discover the peace that we can have with God even though our own deeds are tainted with personal motives similar to Jonah. In the communion symbols of our faith, we declare anew and renew our dependence upon God's grace for our journey of faith. Romans 5 also has that of suffering mentioned there. It says quite simply, suffering is a process that produces perseverance, character, and hope. Yet we all know that the process is not quick. It is not easy. In the midst of suffering, there is no light at the end of the tunnel. The experience of suffering is long and hard. And while suffering, we have no sense of it producing perseverance, character, and hope. We struggle in the suffering. And as King David said, that tears become his food in the midst of suffering. And at the same time, as much as we suffer and go through it and think that it is not a part of what we want to experience, it's still a part of our faith journey. And Apostle Paul writes this. We have to remember, again, to think of his own experience of shipwrecks, of beatings, of being stoned, of being imprisoned. And he writes these words to us. Yet in our symbols of the bread and cup, we recognize that Jesus has suffered before us, has suffered with us and for us, and has absorbed our sins into himself on the cross to destroy the power of sin and the sting of death that always results from sin, unforgiven, unrepented. So from the midst of our suffering, we look to Jesus to be there with us in life and in our partaking of these symbols, these emblems, expressing our embracing of Jesus in the midst of the struggles that we are experiencing. And of God's love, should we not have an image, a mental image of Jesus on the cross every time we hear God's love? Romans 5:8, God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The power of God's love is the absorbing and taking on the shame of the cross, that we might live free and whole and complete. God pours his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, and we can have hope. Because of God's love, we are reconciled. God's love, greater than God's wrath, reconciles us to God. The relationship between God and us is like the bank balance of our checking account. When we are, everything is reconciled when the account, what our figures and the bank figures are the same. It's reconciled. So when we come up and understand our lives in God's plan, as we come and seek forgiveness for our sins and repent of them, we can have our account reconciled. And thus have a peace and recognize God's glory. From this reconciliation, we have life in the midst of a world which is seemingly going to pieces all the time. Jonah had no idea of God's love realized. But we do. We see them, we experience them, we express them, and receive them as we partake of the Lord's Supper. God's love, a broken body, spilled blood, that we can live. So today, our response to the relationship we have with God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, is through faith, suffering, and God's love. It is the participation in the Lord's Supper. These symbols and service is, and the service is our hope of the glory of God. We receive them soberly, and also with gratitude and joy. Let us boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Shall we pray? O Lord God, thank you. Thank you that through faith, suffering, and your love, we can enter this service of the bread and cup and meet you there. Amen.